Welcome to the deep dive. We take all that dense research out there and try to make it make sense.
Yeah, distill it down.
Exactly. And today, if you're a music creator or maybe just curious why artists sometimes seem confused about getting paid, we're tackling a big one. Music distribution versus music publishing administration. They sound kind of similar, right? But they're totally different jobs.
Completely different functions, and knowing that difference is key.
Our sources lay it out pretty clearly, actually. So our mission today is just to quickly unpack what each service does distinctly.
Think of it like two pockets for your money.
Right. And you need both to collect everything you're owed.
Absolutely. That's really the core thing for you, the listener, to grasp. If you mix these up or think one covers the other,
You lose money.
guaranteed, you're missing income. We have to separate the money stream for the recording, the actual sound file,
Some master.
from the stream that pays for the song itself,
Yeah.
the underlying rights, the composition.
Okay, let's start with distribution then. I feel like this is maybe the slightly easier one for people to get their heads around first. It's about the product, right?
Yeah, usually it's more tangible, maybe.
So the distributor, their main role is basically acting like a pipeline. They get your music onto the shelves, physical shelves sometimes, but mostly digital shelves today. We're talking Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes,
Amazon Music, Tidal.
Weezer,
Yeah.
all those platforms you use every day, they like move the actual product around.
And critically, this is the first big dividing line. The distributor collects money for the sound recording,
Okay.
the master,
Yeah.
that specific version you recorded. The revenue comes from sales, or more likely, streams of that recording.
Gotcha. So companies like CD Baby, TuneCore, DistroKid.
A Wall, Ditto,
Yeah.
those are distributors.
And they're handling that master distribution piece.
Exactly. And it's interesting, the sources point out how varied their fees are. It tells you a bit about their approach.
Right. That's a key practical point. The sources mention what? Flat fees, per album fees, annual fees.
Sometimes a percentage cut, yeah, or even fees per single. It really varies.
So for a creator listening, trying to choose, what's the thinking behind picking, say, a flat fee versus a percentage model?
Well, it often boils down to upfront costs versus back-end potential.
Okay.
If you know you've got serious streaming numbers where you expect them, a flat fee model probably saves you a lot long term.
Yeah.
You pay once, keep everything else.
Right. You keep 100% after that fee.
But if you're just starting out, maybe a percentage feels safer, less risk up front. The catch is, if your track blows up, you could be giving away a big slice of that success, potentially forever, depending on the deal.
So read the fine print, due diligence always.
Always, especially on the fee structure and the term length.
Makes sense. Okay, quick legal clarification before we switch gears. Let's say I use DistroKid, upload my track to Spotify. Is my song copyrighted now, fully protected?
Good question. Common misconception. The answer is sort of, but not really in the way you need for strong legal action. The moment you create music and, save it in a tangible form like an MP3 file, it gets some basic copyright protection, common law copyright.
Right.
But the distributor, they absolutely do not handle formal copyright registration with, say, the U.S. Library of Congress. That's not their job.
And why does that matter?
Because if you want the power to sue someone for infringement and crucially get an injunction to make them stop immediately,
You need that formal registration.
you need that registration.
Yeah.
The distributor just puts the music on the platform. They don't handle the underlying legal shield.
Got it. Super important distinction. Okay, let's unpack the second pocket then, the one handling the song's rights.
Right.
If the distributor manages the recording, who's collecting for the actual song? The notes, the lyrics, the melody, the intellectual property?
That's where the music publishing administrator comes in. Their entire focus is administering the rights of the songwriter.
Okay, so focused on the composition.
Entirely. Think of it like the distributor handles the finished cake, the administrator handles the recipe.
I like that analogy. So what are their main tasks?
It's mostly administrative work, but it's vital for getting paid properly. They make sure your songs are registered with all the right organizations.
PROs and mechanical rights groups. We'll get to those.
Exactly. Both here and overseas, they handle licensing requests, and probably most importantly, they collect the publishing royalties earned by those songs.
Okay, and here's another crucial point, right? This is different from a traditional publisher deal.
Very different. This trips people up constantly.
Oh, so.
With a traditional publisher, you often sign over some or even all of your ownership rights in the song to them in exchange for their services and maybe in advance.
Okay.
With a publishing administrator, you keep 100% ownership. Always. They work for you on your behalf. They don't own your copyright.
So they're like a specialized service agent?
Precisely. They do the administrative heavy lifting, registering, tracking plays globally, collecting the money, and they take a percentage cut for doing it.
And examples of these companies would be?
The sources list companies like SongTrust, Audium, Centric, Cobalt, and also the pro or publishing divisions of distributors like CD Baby Pro or TuneCore Publishing.
We'll come back to that overlap because that's where the confusion really spikes.
Definitely.
But first, you mentioned global reach. How important is that?
Oh, it's huge. And it's a big reason why their percentage fee can be worth it. Imagine trying to track down royalties yourself. If your song gets played on the radio in, say, Germany or streamed a lot in Brazil.
Yeah, sounds impossible.
Pretty much for an individual songwriter. Administrators have networks and agreements with collection societies all over the world. They collect that international money that would otherwise just disappear for you.
So they prevent royalties from slipping through the cracks internationally.
Exactly. It's infrastructure most artists just don't have.
Okay, so that makes a strong case for using one, even with the fee. Now, you said they collect publishing royalties. But that breaks down further, right? Let's follow the money. This is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, there are two main types they focus on. Performance royalties and mechanical royalties.
Let's do performance first. What generates those?
Performance royalties are earned whenever your song is performed or broadcast publicly. So think radio play, TV shows, live performances by you or cover bands, music playing in bars, restaurants, gyms.
Okay, public performance.
Right. And the organizations that track this and collect the money are called performance rights organizations, or PROs.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., the big two are ASCAP and BMI.
Right.
So the administrator, if you use one, will register your songs with ASCAP or BMI. Then ASCAP or BMI pay the publisher's share of those royalties to the administrator.
Then the admin takes their cut.
Takes their fee, and then pays the rest to you, the songwriter.
What if I don't use an administrator? Can I register directly?
You absolutely can. And you must affiliate yourself directly with a PRO as a songwriter anyway, whether you use an admin or not.
Oh, okay. So either way, I need to sign up with ASCAP or BMI myself.
Yes. As the writer, if you register the song yourself with your PRO, they'll pay both the writer's share and the publisher's share directly to you, assuming you've set it up correctly.
Now, the sources mentioned a key difference between ASCAP and BMI here in terms of setup.
Yes, and this is super practical for songwriters starting out. BMI, they make it a bit easier for solo writers.
How so?
BMI will let you collect both your songwriter share and your publisher share of performance royalties, even if you haven't formally set up a separate publishing company with them.
Okay. One less hoop to jump through initially.
Exactly. ASCAP, on the other hand, requires you to actually establish a publishing entity with them. Could be your name as a DBA or an LLC before they'll pay out that publisher's share.
So if you're aiming for simplicity right at the start,
BMI is often the slightly simpler path for collecting all your performance royalties without extra legal setup right away.
Good practical tip. Okay, that's performance royalties. What about the other type? Mechanicals.
Right, mechanical royalties. These are generated from the reproduction of your song.
Reproduction, like?
Think physical copies, CDs, vinyl, or more commonly now, digital reproductions. That includes digital downloads from places like iTunes, and also interactive streams on services like Spotify or Apple Music. Every stream has both a performance and a mechanical component.
Okay, so physical copies and digital copy streams, who collects those?
In the U.S., the main mechanical rights organizations, or MROs, are Music Reports, Inc., MRI, and the Harry Fox Agency, HFA, which is now part of SESAC. There's also the MLC, Mechanical Licensing Collective, specifically for digital interactive streaming mechanicals in the U.S. now.
A few players there.
Yeah, it's a bit fragmented. And again, the administrator's job is to register your songs with these organizations.
Collect the mechanical royalties they pay out.
Deduct their commission and send the rest to you. They're basically consolidating all these different complex royalty streams related to the song itself.
Okay, this division seems clear enough when you lay it out like that. Distributor for the master recording, administrator for the song composition. But, and here's the rub, some companies do both or offer both. And that's where everyone gets tangled up.
Exactly. The sources used a perfect example. CD Baby versus CD Baby Pro.
Right. CD Baby is the distributor. They put the recording online.
CD Baby Pro is their publishing administration service. It handles the song rights.
But is CD Baby Pro actually CD Baby doing the admin work? Or is it more complicated?
It's usually more complicated. Most distributors who offer a pro or publishing add-on aren't actually doing that specialized global administration work in-house.
They're outsourcing it.
They're essentially acting as a front-end or an agent for a dedicated back-end publishing administrator. It's a partnership.
Like the source mentioned, CD Baby Pro is actually administered by Songtrust.
Right. And TuneCore Publishing is administered by Centric.
And Songtrust and Centric are also listed as standalone admin companies you could sign with directly.
Correct. So when you sign up for, say, TuneCore Publishing, you're basically accessing Centric's engine through the TuneCore interface and branding.
Okay, that clarifies the structure. But here's the critical part for the listener. Signing up for distribution with CD Baby or TuneCore does not mean you automatically get their publishing administration service, right?
Absolutely not. That's a huge mistake people make. It requires a separate agreement, usually a separate fee, to activate that pro or publishing service. You have to opt in and pay for it specifically.
Which leads us to the crucial warning. This is where due diligence is not just important, it's essential. What if you, the listener, already have a publishing administrator? Maybe a small deal you signed earlier.
This is a minefield. If you have an existing agreement with any publishing administrator, big company, small company, anyone granting them the right to administer your songs,
you cannot sign another admin deal.
You absolutely cannot sign up for the administration service offered by your distributor, like CD Baby Pro or TuneCore Publishing. That would put you in breach of your first agreement.
Because you'd be giving two different companies the exclusive right to do the same job.
Exactly. And it can cause serious problems. Your royalties could get frozen while they fight over who has the legitimate claim. You must check your existing contracts before adding any administrative service through your distributor.
That is vital advice. Okay, let's try and tie this all together neatly. The core concepts are simple, but the industry structure adds complexity.
It does. But fundamentally, distribution is about the product, getting the master recording out there and collecting the revenue it generates directly.
And administration is about the rights, registering the underlying song, licensing it, and collecting the publishing royalties generated by its use.
Master money versus song money. Two different streams, two different types of service providers needed to collect them fully.
And understanding that separation is just. It's the only way. It's the key to making sure you capture all the money your music earns, both the master side and the publishing side.
You avoid leaving half your potential income unclaimed, basically.
Which happens all too often. Now, here's a final thought to leave you with, building on this. Since the administrator handles the registrations and collections for the song rights, they get those payments from the PROs and MROs first. Then they take their percentage and pay you.
Right, that's the model.
So the question to mull over is this. When you're deciding between using an administrator versus trying to self-register and collect everything yourself globally, what's the potential trade-off? You might get your money slightly faster from an admin in some cases because they have the system, but your final check is smaller because of their fee. Is that speed and convenience worth the percentage cut versus the potentially larger check you might get eventually if you do all the complex global legwork yourself?
That's the calculation every songwriter needs to make based on their own situation, scale, and tolerance for administrative headaches.
Something to think about as you set up your revenue streams.